Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title over at AFI Silver.
My name's Abby Algar, and I'm the director of programming here at the AFI Silver in Silver Spring.
Yes, and we're talking because next Monday, obviously, is MLK Day, a very important holiday, and you have a really cool way of celebrating with a free anniversary screening of I think one of the best movies of the last decade. So why don't you tell everyone how the idea came to do this free screening and you know why it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a long tradition, actually, that we have of doing a free screening on MLK Day. I'm not sure how long we've been doing it, but it's been a while, at least 8 years since I've been here. And you know, it's just a way of offering something back to the community on this day, bringing people together, and also giving people the opportunity to come and learn a bit more about what Martin Luther King Day really represents and the history behind it. And typically we show a film called King, a film record, Montgomery to Memphis from 1970, an epic 3.5 hour documentary by Sidney Lumet and Joseph Mankiewicz, which really covers the breadth of King's work and career. But this year we've opted to show a film called Selma from 2014 by Ava DuVernay. As you mentioned, it is an anniversary year, so we thought we would celebrate that. I can't believe it's already been 10 years since this film came out. That's crazy, because I
that is crazy.
Remember it very well coming
it
out.
It seems like it was what was it? Boyhood, Birdman, Selma, the trio of
it was that year.
That doesn't. Yeah. It seems like yesterday, but it's 10 years now.
I know, and now we're back to the Oscars again. But yeah, we really wanted to celebrate this film, and especially because Ava DuVernay has a new film coming out called Origin, and a lot of the people who starred in this film have gone on to have incredible careers, and some of those people you'll see in films in the Oscar conversation this year. So we thought it would be a great time to revisit this film, and it covers a very specific period of history and of Martin Luther King's work. And we wanted to, kind of zoom in on that specifically for this year. So yeah, we're excited to revisit this film, and hope people are going to come out and check it out with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go a little more into how you, I love how you just said it focuses on a very specific piece of history. And that's what I am. Even when I first saw it and reviewed it, I remember that was one of the things I admired the most is, I think lesser filmmakers might have tried to tackle too much of the story. We could have included him growing up, or I Have a Dream, or even flash forward to the assassination or whatever. You know what I mean? There's so much that they could have done. But I love how DuVernay and the screenwriter focus in on this very specific slice. So remind our listeners why, where exactly we drop in on the story. It's like right after the Civil Rights Act of 64, right? And so this is MLK trying to inspire LBJ to get the Voting Rights Act of 65. But yeah, talk about why that slice, it's important that they just focus on that one little slice.
Yeah, so it's this very specific period, 1965, and the Selma to Montgomery voting rights marches that, went on to enable the Voting Rights Act to be passed finally in 1965. And it really covers this very, difficult process that all of the people involved in these marches went through to make them happen. And, at the same time, King is lobbying President Johnson for help with this. And he's saying, no, I'm sorry, I've got other things to focus on. But, it was these marches, and they weren't, it was a very difficult thing to do and to achieve. I think there were three in total marches, and a couple of them ended in violence on the part of the police. And these were really what enabled the Voting Rights Act to be passed. And at the same time, you see King facing difficulties in his personal life, facing kind of this issues with the FBI trying to kind of discredit him, all those kind of things. So it's a super interesting period in his life, and also in the lives of the people around him. And it really does show that this was a communal effort. There were so many people involved to make this happen, so many people working together to make this happen. It's kind of incredible that it did. And I think this film really captures that essence. And I know DuVernay has said, you know, this isn't, she's not a historian, you know, this really focuses on, you know, the interpersonal relationships and kind of the feeling of being there and experiencing this and the challenges that went along with it. So I think this is a really, yeah, as you said, it's a really different approach to something, you know, to something like the documentary that we normally show, which covers everything. This is kind of a more focused and in-depth look at one specific period in a very kind of almost personal way, which I think is really effective.
Absolutely. And one of the things that makes it so effective is that central performance by David Oyelowo. He actually joined us, like, I think a few months, maybe actually, I think it was a year after this movie. But yeah, I mean, I talk about just how mesmerizing he is. And I mean, let me know if you agree, but I just thought he sort of made us forget that we were watching an actor. Like, there's some moments where when he's speaking, you know, up, you know, giving the speeches, that, you know, you believe that you're actually watching, you know, Dr. King in the flesh. I mean, just dote on his Golden Globe nominated performance as well.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's an incredible actor in general, but in this, yeah, he really does just melt into the role, and he disappears into the role. It's Martin Luther King in front of you giving these speeches. And I will mention that a lot of the speeches, I think, were recreated by Ava DuVernay and the screenwriter, because they didn't have permission to use the original speeches, I think, in the end. So really, he's giving life to these words and kind of like the feeling of these words with his performance, and bringing them back to life without them being the actual original words that were spoken. So it's an incredible feat that he pulled off. And he was already well known by this time. He was actually in Ava DuVernay's previous film, Middle of Nowhere, from 2012, and he was nominated for a number of awards for that. But I think this was really a kind of a breakout big role for him. And I'm still surprised that he wasn't nominated for an Oscar that year. It's strange, but
he's,
you know,
ridiculous. And I remember, I mean, well, you could say the same about Origin. I remember a lot of people were complaining, like, oh, did they release it too late? And they were like, screener issues for the guilds. I think I remember they're like, why didn't they arrive till January? I remember it was this whole thing. But yes, I mean, come on, that's one of the biggest snubs of the last decade, is him not getting nominated. Because like you said, he was on the scene already. He was in he was Forrest Whitaker's son in The Butler.
Oh, yeah, Daniels. He was in The Butler. Yeah, yeah.
And Interstellar, the Christopher Nolan, he was in that. Like, so he was already, you know, around. That's a snub.
Yeah. It was a big snub. But, yeah. You know, he of course, has gone on to have an incredible career. He directed a film a few years ago and still going strong. So, you know, and I'm glad we can look back on this performance and reappreciate it again at this time of year.
Absolutely. And you also hit Carmen Ejogo as Coretta Scott King and Oprah Winfrey and Wendell Pierce and Stephon James.
And
it's ridiculous.
Crazy. Tessa Thompson's in there. You've got Lakeith Stanfield, who really wasn't famous at all really at that point, but he's in there. And then of course, Colman Domingo is in there as Ralph Abernathy. And you can see on screen right now in Rustin. Rustin, a character who is also in Selma, not played by Colman Domingo, and also The Color Purple. So an incredible cast, you know, many of which have gone on to have great, great careers and great performances in this film and still going strong.
Yeah. And the late Tom Wilkinson, who just passed away. He's LBJ. So it's, Tim Roth. I mean, it's in Common. It's stacked.
Oh, Jeremy Strong is in there as well, who is a lot more famous now than he was.
Session, yeah. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, I do, you know, we are in agreement that that David Oyelowo should have been nominated, but I also think that Ava DuVernay should have been nominated as best director. Go into that really quick. And I know it's been 10 years, so I don't know how, you know, fresh it is in your mind, but I have a couple things I remember about the direction. But do you remember anything about the direction or the camera work that you want to speak about really quick?
I think just the feeling of the really immersive feeling that she managed to create. And also the way that she worked with her cut, like, this is a, as we were just talking about, this is a massive cast of people, and she got excellent performances from everyone somehow, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, it's tough being a director, and she really, you know, she was the head of the ship, and she steered it in a great direction here with all these incredible actors. So I think that's probably the thing I would mention. I don't know if there's anything specific in terms of like the shooting of the march scenes. Again, incredibly kind of immersive, and
the Edmund Pettus Bridge stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
You feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the only thing I was going to mention is I just remember her camera sort of hovering behind his head, over his shoulders. So to me, it was like symbolically using the camera to show the weight of the world on King's shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember that was really like smart, sort of tracking behind him. Mm-hmm. And of course, the church bombing in the beginning, the three little girls, that's like one of the... It's like one of the great jump scares, and knowing that it's real. Oh, man, Duvernay's doing the work in this one.
She is. And she still is. She's a great director. And the film was nominated for an Oscar, but she was not in the best director category, which is, again, strange. Hopefully she will be this year with Origin. I'm hoping.
Origin is incredible, and yes, everyone should start the week off by seeing this free screening of Selma on Monday on MLK Day at AFI Silver. But then you should end the week on next Friday on January 19th, as Origin opens nationwide. All right, well, we have to end. We'd be remiss if we don't mention that, you know, yes, it was nominated for Best Picture, but the Oscar that it actually won was for the original song Glory by John Legend and Common. Just talk about why you think that was such a deserving song to win the Oscar.
I mean, it's a great song, and I think it stands the test of time. I was listening to it the other day because I was going through this year's selections, or this year's, I guess, shortlisted songs, and it's still really powerful. And I'm really glad that that ended up winning. There should have been more Oscars in there, but this was a very, very deserving one for John Legend and Common. And Common, of course, is also in the film acting, so another cool part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it went on to win a Grammy too. It was like the song.
It was the song of the season, and it's still great.
Absolutely. Well, hard to believe it's been 10 years. But like King's work, I think they'll all like his real life work and mission. I think it'll always live on in our minds and hearts, the movie like his work. So hey, thank you so much for doing this. I guess I always like to sort of end with, you know, pretend I'm not here and you're speaking directly to the listeners, you know, say, hey, DC, Maryland, Virginia, DMV, come on out and see this free screening. Yeah, just sort of invite them out.
Yeah. Well, everyone, happy that I'm able to be on Talking to Jason, and we would love to see everyone down here on Monday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Day, for a free screening of Selma. Please come on down. It's going to be a lovely morning. It starts at noon. So, you know, you can do some community service in the morning or afterwards and enjoy the slice of history in the middle.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason.
I should ask, I guess, final seconds. How do they get their tickets? Is it the box office or online? Because free screening, do they still need to get free, like, you know, reserve a spot, I guess, like the free tickets, right?
Yeah, we'll open the box office at 11:30, and you can just come on down and grab your tickets at the box office. So there should be room for everyone.
Okay, and should I say 11:30 or because the web, I'm just pulled up the website. It says 11:15 a.m. on the website.
You can say 11:15.
Okay, cool. And it's limit of four per tickets per person.
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
Great. Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.